Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The DH, Steve Balboni. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Floyd Bannister. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The second baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Billy Bean. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Tanana. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Seitzer. The throw from Heath and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Balboni hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarland hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. McFarland reaches second base with a double. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. McFarland moves to third. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Stillwell moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McFarland scores. Stillwell scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. 2 outs. Danny Tartabull batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knight hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bean hits a line drive into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Knight moves to second. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knight scores. Heath moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Salazar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Heath trying to get to home. Jackson throws the ball into McFarland who tags Heath, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Pettis moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. Balboni hits a line drive into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarland is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McFarland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McFarland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Seitzer hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knight is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bean is 0-for-1 in the game. Bean strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Heath batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-2 in the game. Balboni hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive, foul, into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Luis Salazar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Salazar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brookins moves to third. two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Brookins scores. It's Royals, 2, Tigers, 2. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Larry Herndon batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knight is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knight strikes out. McFarlane drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Knight out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McFarlane is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stillwell strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bean is 0 for 2 in the game. Bean hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heath takes first base on ball 4. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pettis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pettis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Buddy Black now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. Pettis moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salazar strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tardabul is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tardabul takes first base on ball 4. Mike Henman now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Heath fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Knight batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Steve Balboni. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.